Today we begin the final chapter in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Mi shehichshich lo b'derech, one who is traveling on the road on Erev Shabbos, and Shkia comes at sunset, and he's got his wallet in his pocket, what does he do? So, notes in Kisul Nachri, you're permitted to give your wallet to a Gentile before Shabbos. And the chiddush is that even though, you see, a person doesn't want to, naturally a person would want to hold on to his wallet, right? If he holds on to his wallet, then aside for muktzah, he also may carry it in a public domain, which is a prohibition on Shabbos. Therefore, we permit to give it to a guy, even though the guy is like your shliach, he's like your messenger, and he's doing a service for you on Shabbos. In this case, we permit it because we don't want you to be carrying it on Shabbos. Now, what happens vim ein imo nachri? What happens if there is no guy around? Or there could be there's a guy around, but you don't trust him. Then, manicho al hachamar, you can place your wallet onto your donkey. Now, the mefarshim explain as follows. The commentaries explain as follows. Manich kiso al hachamar, you place your wallet on your donkey, and your donkey is moving, okay? Ukshiyirza hachamar lamod, then when the donkey wants to stop, so then you quickly remove your wallet from the donkey, and then when the donkey wants to move, you put it back on him. And the idea here is that you only have your wallet on a moving donkey, not when it's stopped or when it starts to walk. And the reason is that you can't have this akir or the hanacha, removing it from the donkey or placing it on the donkey while it's stopped, but you have to always have it moving, is because there's a concept as follows. Shimlokin are you ovi mishim mechamer. Mechamer is a prohibition of Shabbos of guiding a donkey that's laden with your possessions. The pasuk says, "Lo sasa kam alafa." You shouldn't do any work on Shabbos. Ata you ubehemtcha and your animal. So what does it mean, you and your animal? What kind of work do you do that you and your animal are both involved? So the commentaries explain that this is referring to an animal which is laden with your load. And a person is guiding the animal. That's prohibited on Shabbos. So as long as, the animal is constantly moving, you're not really guiding it. If it stops and then it starts, then you're guiding it. But if it's constantly moving, then you're not really quote-unquote guiding it. And that would be the permitted way to put your wallet on the donkey. And this is also only if there is no Gentile around that you can give your wallet to. But there's a Gentile around, that's much better to give it to the guy, to the Gentile, than put it on your donkey, because a donkey is, you're commanded that not to make it work for you on Shabbos, right? That's why we have to come to this whole loophole of making sure that donkey is constantly moving. Whereas a guy, there's no mitzvah of you to make sure he doesn't rest on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. So much better just to give to the guy, because his shavisa, his resting on Shabbos, is not on your shoulders, whereas your donkey's is. Okay. Now the Mishnah goes to a totally new topic. Okay. Higia l'chatzar hachitzona, din acherhu, there's a new din, a new halacha. If he reaches the outside courtyard, so like this, the guy is traveling and he comes in, to the city. He walks into the entrance of the city and his donkey is landing with a load. Totally new case. This comes in Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah is coming to teach you that when you reach the first courtyard in the city, which is a makam mishtamer, a guarded area, and you're able to remove the load off of the donkey. So note that you could remove the load with your hand from the donkey. Esakelim ha'nitalan v'shabbos, meaning remove the utensils that are permitted to use on Shabbos. Remove your scarf, remove your whatever is not muktzah, remove them on Shabbos, and take them with you. And then v'she'enanitalan v'shabbos, the things that are muktzah that you can't move on Shabbos. So then, you're going to leave your donkey over there. Or even if you take a donkey with you, we want to get these items off of the donkey because we don't want the donkey carrying your stuff for you. So, mater sachavalim, you release the strings that are holding these items on the donkey. Vasakin noflin me'aleim, and you just let the baggages fall down to the ground. And again, this is because your donkey can't be working for you on Shabbos. His rest is upon your shoulders. So, you remove your regular items that are permitted to use on Shabbos, but the muktzah items, you want to release the straps from your donkey, from the back of your donkey, let them fall to the ground. You're in this courtyard of the city, so nothing's going to be stolen. And then you can technically take your donkey with you, but we just don't want your donkey, you know, laden with a load, because then he'll be, you know, working for you on Shabbos, and that would be prohibited. Okay. Mishnah Beis. Matirin Pekiye Amir Lefnei Behema. One is permitted to untie these bundles of straw or fenugreek in front of your animal. It's permitted to untie them on Shabbos in front of your animal, because she calls man shah amir kasher. As long as these bundles are tied, they're not considered food, and then your animal can't eat it. So they said, hey, it's permitted. The Chachamim said it's permitted to untie these type of bundles in order for your animal to eat it. Another case is fas pesim asakifin. Kifin is these branches that are moist, that are from cedar trees. And it's permitted to spread them out on Shabbos in front of your animal, because this is the only way that they're going to want to eat this specific kind of animal food, and you make it into ma'icha b'him, you make it into animal food by doing so. So these things they permit. Avaloa says zirin. You cannot take zirin. Zirin is bundles of straw that are tied with three knots. So you can't spread them out in front of your animal on Shabbos, even though there's a lot of knots, right, and it's tied very tight. There's three knots on it. Nevertheless, as long as you just untie the knots and place it on the floor in front of your animal, he can eat it. You don't have to go the extra step of spreading it out. And the same thing goes by regular bundles that only have two knots, and they're not tied so tight. So you could untie it, but again, you cannot spread it in front of the animal. Why? Why in these two cases where there's two knots or three knots, depending on the food, we let you untie the foods but not spread it out in front of the animal? Because when you untie the knots, it makes this food, ready to be eaten by the animal. Spreading it out is an unnecessary act that you're doing for your animal, and they call it a tircha yeter, an extra tircha. And the Chachamim don't want you doing extra work on Shabbos. So if it's a food that the only way to get your animals to eat it, like kifin, is to spread it out, then you can spread it out. But otherwise, even if it's all tied up, if untying it gives it the status of animal food and the animal's ready to eat it, don't go the extra mile to spread it out also in front of him, because that would be prohibited as doing too much work on Shabbos. Another case, in Maraskin, you cannot crush on Shabbos. Lo sa shachas, not shachas. Shachas is wheat that has not been completely ripened, and they would use it as animal fodder. So you can't crush it up on Shabbos. Velo es hecharuven, you cannot crush up carob. They have this moist and soft carob. You can't crush it up on Shabbos. If they behave in front of an animal in order that it should be, good and nice to eat. Ben daka, ben gasa, whether it's a small animal or whether it's a big animal. Because this would be too much of a tircha, too much extra work, and they prohibited it on Shabbos. It's not necessary, and therefore don't do it. Rabbi Yehuda, matir becharuven ladaka. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the carib, if it's being done for a small animal, so since they have very, delicate teeth, and they can't eat the carib as it is, you are permitted to crush it up. But to a big animal, he would agree that you can't crush it up. We're stringent. We don't pass like a Behuda, and we hold that whether the animal is a small or a big animal, you can't crush up the carob on Shabbos, because again, it'll be an unnecessary work that'll be done, and therefore they prohibited it on Shabbos. Okay, new concepts, and that concludes Mishnah Beis.